So this is Christina again at the Barcamp Open Science in Berlin, and I'm talking to Gwen and Helena, who moderated session number one, which was about open science training. Can you please just introduce yourselves real quick for our audience? Helena.
Yes, hi, I'm Helena and I work at the University of Göttingen Library, and I work at two projects, FOSTER and Fit4RI.
Okay, and Gwen, who are you?
Hi, I'm Gwen. I'm actually an independent consultant, but I am here on behalf of EIFL, which is Electronic Information for Libraries, and they're a partner in the FOSTER Open Science project.
Awesome. So you had the pleasure of moderating and hosting the first session, which was in the main room and actually very well attended. There were easily more than 30 people there. And you wanted to talk about open science training. So what did you expect going in? What did you want to find out?
Shall I? Okay, so with FOSTER Open Science, the last 2 years, we've been focusing really on train-the-trainer trainings. I mean, this sounds so funny. But so we really have gained a lot of experience with giving trainings about open science. And so we were very curious about the opinion of this audience on what their experiences were with open science training, and especially what they like, what they didn't like, and where they see gaps. FOSTER is ending in end of April, so we will not be able to do that much about the gaps anymore, but we hope that we will be able to make sort of a summary of what still needs to be done and some recommendations at the end of the project.
So what kind of feedback did you get from the audience? What did they like and not like about open science trainings? Maybe let's start with the things they did not like. Or the things they did like, if that's easier.
Well, it's funny because we're talking to you now, and
yes,
you said,
I know.
"No, it was me."
You made a very valuable point, actually, which is something that I'm not sure I entirely agree with. But there was kind of a discussion going on throughout the entire session about giving like training about open science and training about training techniques. And I think it was very interesting that there are a couple of different opinions. Like, what would you expect from open science training? Would you expect it to be about open science, or would you expect it to be about training techniques? Or even, as Ivo at the end even then threw into discussion, should it be about change management and changing research cultures? So for me, that was the main takeaway, actually, of the session. Mm.
Yeah, so in FOSTER, we can also add this here, that we organized a few train-the-trainer boot camps. So we had all over Europe, we had from 1 day to 3 day workshops for people who want to learn how to spread the word about open science. And I think the first boot camp, we really started with also giving insights or like what is open science and what are the different topics, what to cover, things like that. And then in the second, third day, we got really into practical things and teaching. And but also that in other boot camps, we started to just go directly and dive into how to give training. And I think we have been testing things and also got a lot of feedback from participants in the boot camps. And it's a very valuable feedback to see what is still missing. And I think what we didn't mention in the session, but because we just haven't had time, but when we planned the sessions, we thought also about the Train the Trainer card game, which you developed. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
I haven't heard about that. What is it? And where can I get it?
Yeah, well, for now, it's online on the FOSTER portal. There is, it's like basic printout instructions, and I'm trying to make like an online version of it, but this takes some time. It's basically a way for players, and I'm putting this between brackets, so like the trainees, they come to the session with the idea of a certain topic that they want to give training about, and then they select some conditions like what is your audience size and what is their background, like is it an online training or is it a live workshop, is it a two-day conference or a two-day workshop, or is it like a 1 hour short stand-up during a conference or something like that? And so this is all predetermined beforehand. They just get to pick a card So they're like in a group of three people. They say, I want to train about open licensing. And then, okay, you have to give this to 50 librarians who don't know anything about the subject. And then they have to prepare it. And then there come some unforeseen circumstances come into play. Like, okay, there's no Wi-Fi or your audience is really, really moody. Like they don't read everything.
That happens all the time.
Yeah. So the idea is to get people talk and to share their experiences and in a very informal way. Like do some troubleshooting and learn from each other's experience, and that is like you can find it on the Foster portal. It's still in. Let me call it. It's not the final version yet. So which I'm test driving it on some trainers sessions, and I'm hoping to finalize it. Have a final version by the end of the project.
That sounds great. So the Foster portal is the place to go. Is there a catchy URL that we can plug right now?
FosterOpenScience.eu.
FosterOpenScience.eu. So that is where you find all the amazing materials that Helena and Gwen have been working on in the past few years. Okay, I think that's about as much time as we have. Is there like one last takeaway that you take from the session tomorrow? Something that surprised you that was new or something that really you knew all along and now you're sure that it's true?
I think we need space and time to exchange about our ideas. And I think that's really what we wanted to do in our session, to give the space to discuss our experience.
And there is so much materials already around, and we notice that lots of people have trouble finding it and organizing it. So I think there's a big opportunity there for future projects.
Okay, so the takeaway is there is good material, we just need to find it and we need to get people to talk more. Well, I hope you guys find more people to talk to at the bar camp, and I'm excited to see what you are going to do next. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.